Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, 1st of June, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. Before that, you'll have Superior Sunrise starting at 7:30. They'll be offering 18,600 head this go-round, including 4,750 yearling steers, 3,350 yearling heifers, 5,250 weaned calves, and 4,350 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can always go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Give them a call for more information as well at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. And we remind you the Superior Spring Horse Sale coming on Saturday, June 10th. Next Superior Livestock Sale coming June 1st, Thursday, 8 a.m. Central Time at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
The cattle futures finished over $4 lower to end the week, $4.17 lower on August feeders, 146.95. They briefly hit limit down, but were unable to stay there. Live cattle were under pressure too, with June being the strongest month, but still down $1.22 at 122.70. From that point on out, we are $2.40 to $2.80 lower. The main driver on today's negative action was the cattle on feed report, which was released mid-morning at 11 a.m. During the trading hours, and that was due to the holiday on Monday and the markets being closed on Monday. Normally, of course, it would be at 2 p.m. After the close, but it was during trading hours, and that brought a new level of volatility here. The on-feed was 102% of last year, 10.998 million head. We're looking for about 100.8, so slightly larger than expected. The placements in April were 111.1%. We're looking for about 106.8. So that was about 4% larger than expected. And marketed was 103. We're only looking for 101.8. So the general gist is the placements have been higher and have been running higher, and they continue to. And that's really filling up these feedlots, and that on down the road would be deemed a little bit negative due to the large placements.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were higher in the wheat and higher in the corn, but a disappointing day for soybeans. July beans down 13 cents on the front end at 926.5. November at 929 and a quarter down 10 cents. Now, that's the lowest levels we have seen in the November beans going all the way back to about August and the 1st of August of last year. So quite a big sell-off there, and about a dollar from the highs back in the winter of about February. They were about 1035 or so. And now we're about 929 in the November new crop beans. On Tuesday, the crop progress and condition report is going to give us the first corn, a good to excellent category. The average guesses are 67 or 68% good to excellent at this point. So no real concerns there. The International Grain Council raised global grain consumption this year to 2.087 billion metric tons, up to 7 million metric tons. They're crediting ethanol usage and the demand for ethanol for the increase. Also today, Japan bought 117,800 metric tons of wheat for food use, not feed use. They bought it from the United States and Australia. I think that contributed to some of the rally here on the wheat market. But going into harvest here and wheat rallying, it happened the last 2 years. So we'll see if it continues. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.